Rapid City emergency officials say they learned important lessons after a commercial airliner made an unexpected landing at Regional Airport last week. The incident flooded extra patients into the ER in the middle of the Sturgis motorcycle rally, a time when resources are already spread thin. Despite the chaos, officials say following protocol and communication helped the situation end successfully. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has more.
Jim Bussell is with the Rapid City Fire Department. He says crews learned two things after the incident.
Yeah, the system does work, and that you need to believe in the system and trust in the system and trust in the pieces and parts that are assembled around you. Another big takeaway is we learned about information and the flow of information, and particularly when you have an incident involving an airline, those are a lot of times going to be high-profile incidents.
Rapid City Regional Hospital treated over 20 people injured from aircraft turbulence. Tasha Freisinger is head of emergency management at Regional Hospital, as well as an RN. She says communication from RCFD allowed the hospital to plan ahead.
I mean, essentially, when the bus rolled up with our potential patients, we had enough staff for every person who was on that bus just ready to go, and it went seamless because we had that early notification.
Freisinger adds that regional officials will look to the success of the emergency plane landing response when planning for future disaster events. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner in Rapid City.